This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Action Heating and Air, Darien Pharmacy, Davis Tire and Auto, Southern Hardware, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And now, here's your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh Economy Academy Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. The segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgeon, Southern Hardware, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Dave Tire and Auto. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Tony Glazer.
How you doing? Glad coach, to be here.
Good to have you today on the show. Coach, I would like to get a little recap of the game we had with Cavalry Day on Saturday night, moved from Friday night because of the storm. Coach, tell me how your boys perform on Friday night.
I thought we competed. We played hard. Just, you know, unfortunately, we were against a team that was really well put together, a great football team. Their size and speed caused us some problems early. You know, the physical nature of the game was tough, and, you know, we were outnumbered a little bit in terms of number two. And, you know, we battled. We're not ready at this point in time to compete with a team like that.
But, Coach, what I like, Coach, your offensive line came out, your defensive came out. The guys came out with a lot of energy. And they never quit, and they played hard the whole ball game.
Yeah, they were excited going into it. I mean, we knew going into the game, anytime you I've been on the other end, coaching Division I kids, anytime you play against them, there's usually an extra motivation from your kids. They're ready to gather. They want to take their shots at those kids. You know, all these kids think they're potential college state players. They want to see it in person. So they were excited. You know, we came out and, you know, got a few things going early defense. We got off the field the first series, which is always nice. But just as the game went on, their size just kind of wore on us a little bit.
And yes, Coach, on that defensive line, they had a lot of Division I ball players on that defensive line. And those guys were fast and huge.
Yeah, I mean, they had, you know, their two defensive ends were Division I players, you know, committed to Georgia Tech and Duke respectively. But also, as we were watching, they were the up-back guys on kick return. That lets you know what kind of speed they have. And, you know, interior, too, they had a junior defensive lineman, too, who also has Division I offers. I mean, they were a very impressive football team to look at.
Yes, they were. And Coach, the quarterback, he did a lot of good things for Cavalry. He didn't beat, you know, allow us to turn the ball over. But also, our guys fought in the trenches real hard. I thought your linebackers did a great job. But I'm going to tell you what I was very impressed with, Coach, your special team. They didn't want to kick that ball to us, so they kick it out of bounds to try to keep us away from us and to try to angle kick. But we got a lot of good field position on the kickoff.
We did. We knew going into it that, you know, the one advantage we did have was special teams. Our kicker, Seth Maxwell, has done a great job this year, you know, kicking it really deep, either in the end zone or really high in the air inside the five. And, of course, his punts all night, we were pinning deep. They weren't even able to return any punt. The same motto all year, no one's been able to run a punt against us.
Now,
just the simple fact that he kicks it so high we get down there. And, of course, we ran a kickoff return back, too, which is also a good spark for the team as well.
And, Coach, you talking about Seth Maxwell. I'm very impressed with that young man, how he have grown in 2 years. And, man, that leg of his is very strong. That's a weapon you got there in Sex Maxwell.
It is. I mean, even from spring, from the time we got here, I know he's done some thing with getting some other, like a specialist kind of work on stuff. But, you know, just the natural progressions of growing boy. I mean, he's getting longer, he's getting stronger, he's getting bigger. I mean, his punts all year, I think he's averaging 33 yards a punt, and he's kicked 5 kickoffs in the end zone. I mean, of course, the one time they did break it, you know, Division I running back running down the sideline, he comes over and lays the boom on him, which was a good thing
yes.
to see, too.
And he was kind of excited, Coach. I was like, Seth, we don't need to be doing that, buddy. We need a kicker, you know. So I was very impressed with that. And just to see him get fired up and the way he's kicking the ball and his extra points been very good this year, Coach. I don't think he missed one or two all year long.
No, he's been perfect all year. You know, and one thing, too, you know, with that, him coming up on kickoff, it pumped his whole teammates up, letting them know, you know, he's laying on the line. They need to lay it on mine.
Yes.
So it was a good thing to see. I know it pumped the whole sideline up.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
And it got the crowd going, woo, you know. So, but you know anything, Coach, I love this little young team you have. And, you know, every week, Coach, we will just want to work to get better. All right, this is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, here I am now, Coach. This is your fourth game here with the kids. You know, Coach, it's been a big transition trying to come in and get the kids recruited and get everything going. How has that transition been for you?
You know, it was like anything else, you had growing pains at the beginning, you know, leading from spring, you know, being low in the spring into the summer. Even the beginning of the year, you know, when school started, there's, you know, you can tell we did things right this summer because there were so many kids when school started who wanted to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then even within the last 3 weeks, I've had numerous kids try to come out. But at this point in time, it's a little late.
Yes.
But I told them, you know, spring, winter workouts, be here before you know it. So keep that in mind because, you know, that's just, I think, you know, the transition, I think we're starting to slowly buy in a little bit. And as you mentioned, we are getting better. Now, it may not show on the school board. You know, unfortunately, based on the opponents we face, we haven't really been able to flex our muscles. But I'm hoping it will, you know, from the beginning, I said, we hope to be better week 10 than what we were week 1. And I think we're progressing towards that.
Hey, Coach, you know, I announce all the game. I'd be up in the press box and I watch, you know, I watch your offensive line, your defensive line, your special team. I even watch the coaches. But I'm very impressed how we've been progressing. And like you said, every week we got to work at that in practice, Coach, because what you do in practice is going to carry over to the game. Now, what's your opinion on that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's like I told the guys, you know, from during the day, I'm fortunate enough to have them during the day. I said, our practice starts in weight training class.
Yes.
We got to go at it for 50 minutes, get our bodies ready to try to work on getting stronger and faster. And then we get on that practice, we're really ready to roll. I mean, we don't overly work them over on that practice, but when we're out there, we go after it pretty quick. We have a high tempo practice. There's not much standing around. There's not much walking around.
Right.
And we just, you know, if we want to win, those are the things we need to improve on. I think we're starting to get better at that.
Yes. And Coach, I like that what you just said, Dan. Nobody walking in. You keep them helmets on until you come off that field. You run and get your butt off the field. Good working habits carry right over to the game. And I'm very impressed when you hold your kids accountable for that. And like I said, Coach, from last week to this week, just watching your practice today, I like the more aggressive, the more work ethic that we've been having. A very good practice today, Coach.
Yeah, today was a very good practice. You know, I told him yesterday I thought we were dragging a little bit yesterday comparatively, you know, not the practice we should have with a big week coming up, but today was probably the best practice we've had all year. And the guys were flying around, they were hitting, they were doing their assignments, getting lined up. We, you know, did a little bit of extra film yesterday after practice. I think it really helped mainly defensively where we get lined up, and offensively, I thought we looked as crisp as we have all year today.
And Coach, you know, still on the game from last week, Johnny Cummins, man, that kid had a phenomenal game Friday night. That catch he made over the shoulder there, Coach, that was like, whoa! But very good. You know, that's what I say, man. I'm not disappointing one kid out. But Johnny played his behind on Friday night, and you should be very proud of him.
We are. I mean, Johnny's our, he's a dog. I mean,
yeah.
He's a go-getter. He's one of our leader, one of our main leaders. We got a couple of them. He's one of the main ones we got. You know, usually we go as Johnny goes. When Johnny speaks, everybody listens. He's like the coach in the huddle, you know. Kids don't want to hear us yelling at them all day, but, you know, as coaches, when Johnny says something to the players, they listen. You know, like you said, Friday night, I mean, the catch he made to set us up for our first touchdown was great. And then even later in the game, he caught one with a stinger. He couldn't even feel his arm. He caught it, was able to still catch and able to punch it in the end of the game and just was running for tough yards all night. I mean, it was very tough in there getting yards, but yet he put that shoulder there and was still able to get, you know, quite a few yards, you know, based on what we were running into.
So. Oh, yeah, another little kid I like that. He was a little guy, but he played his butt off. A little Elijah Ellison ran the ball hard for you on that Friday or Saturday night, Coach. You know, as long as we keep getting that effort and don't let the kids quit, I believe we're going to be all right, Coach.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, with Elijah, he did well offensively. He also ran a kickoff back 86 yards, which was impressive. He broke numerous tackles, got some great block, and then just beat him down the sideline. And he also played the whole game on defense, too. Same with Johnny. I mean, those guys are out there playing both ways. I mean, you got to factor that in, too. You know, they're getting after it. You know, when we're just, like you said, we're trying to stay positive in this and keep the kids encouraged. As a coaching staff, we're very positive.
Yes.
We know what the plan is.
Okay.
Now, sometimes when you're dealing with high school kids, you're trying to get them to stay positive to where I think we're going to be okay. And I think the kids are starting to get to that point. So.
More to come on the Buccaneers Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
In South Georgia, it's hot, and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit. That doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, servicing McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, Action Heating and Air can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available. Action Heating and Air, 265-3008, online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks!
Back to the McIntosh County Academy Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, and this segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Action Heating and Air. Now, coach, we're getting back to the Cavalry Day game on Friday Saturday night. I'll keep saying Friday night because of the hurricane. The game was moved to Saturday night. And, coach, you know, I was very – Cav, they spent a lot of money on that facility up there. It was a beautiful stadium, and they put the AstroTurf because that used to be – it wasn't one of your better fields. But, man, they have a beautiful place up there now.
Yeah, they used to have a lot of problems over there with the wear and tear because they really have nowhere else to practice. Mm-hmm. They would practice on their game field as well, but now they got that beautiful sprint turf, projector screen. Ooh. It's definitely a sight to see. It's definitely premiered in this area, that's for sure.
Yes, and it was good for our kids, coaches, to get out there and see an environment like that. And, man, their side was packed. They had a crowd over there.
It did. You know, they had the homecoming, so they had all the alumni in the indoor batting cage over there by where we were getting dressed. I mean, that place was packed when we got there at, I don't even know what time it was, 5 o'clock or whatever. Yes. 4:30. It was already packed by the time we got there. Wow. And they just kind of trickled in the game as it got started, and the place was packed all the way around. It was a great high school atmosphere.
Yes, it was. And, you know, I was just watching your boys warming up, coaching. They look like they came to play on Saturday night. They was intimidated by this team, and I'm going to tell you something, that's an all-over rivalry, Cavalry and McIntosh, and man, we used to have some good games, and that was, and coach, they held their own against these guys on Friday night, and I was very impressed with your team and the preparation you got your guys ready to play on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think we were ready to play. I think our kids were definitely eager, hungry, and I think they did well. They executed the game plan that we were trying to do, just unfortunately, they kind of wear us down a little bit. And, you know, like I said, we went out there, and I think, I'm not going to say we played the best we can play, but I think we played pretty darn good out there that night. And it was kind of one of those things, sometimes it's not your night. It could be based on the opponent,
yes,
the breaks. I mean, there was quite a few balls that they put on the ground that we weren't able to get. That could have changed the game a little bit.
That's right. And we had opportunities to get these balls, coach, and we didn't get them. And it could have given us some good field position, but that was all right. I mean, we hung tough. And I'm going to tell you something, and – you move the ball well. You know, we was getting 3 or 4 yards a clip on those running plays. But those big guys up there, I think, you know, I'm going to give a shout-out to your offensive line. You know, you get 3 or 4 yards a clip on those guys, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, they did a good job. We were getting the, you know, 3-4, as you mentioned, but then the problem, we'd get the, you know, 2nd and 6, and then we'd get stuffed to the line.
Yes.
And then we're 3rd and 6, and against a team like that with, you know, the struggles we've had in the passing game, that's not ideal where we want to have been.
So right.
You've seen a lot of us, you know, running on 3rd down quite a few times, you know, Saturday, just try to get some momentum going. Sure. And early on, we were playing well defensively. We were playing the field position back and forth, you know, until we had a couple breaks in coverage, which unfortunately the big plays has kind of hurt us all year. And I will also say, though, too, there's a couple times we had some great coverage, and their kid just made a great play.
Oh, man.
I mean, we had some good man-to-man coverage, and he just went over top. He had the size and went over top.
That kid number 10, he was a big, long, tall, lanky receiver, and he just jumped right over Ellison. He's about 5 feet taller than he were.
He jumped over Ellison and also Johnny Cummins for a touchdown.
Yes,
we had really good coverage
to
hit the quarterback as he threw it. The ball was in the air for 60 yards.
He was
putting on the money, that's for sure.
Yes, but you know, like I said, you know, our little two quarterbacks, I was very proud of Dalton. He came in and did a real good job for us, you know, coach. And he threw the ball well. And seemed like the offense started to pick up a little bit once Dalton got into the ball game. And I was very proud of that.
Yeah, he did a good job of coming in and kind of letting the game come to him.
Yes.
You know, we tagged a couple routes early that, you know, he throws really well. And just happy, you know, to a couple routes he throws really well, the ones of Johnny. And then early on, we had a good call. We were running the zone, and they're pretty good. And we run the zone and threw a slant off of it to Isaiah. And he was wide open and just kind of hit his hands and went in the air. And unfortunately, end up in their hands and end up being a touchdown.
Yep. Yes,
but we were moving the ball.
Yes.
Had a wide open receiver, would have been another first down, and just unfortunately wasn't a good break. At that point in time, it was only 7-0 in the 2nd quarter.
Oh, yeah. So. And, coach, you know one thing? I sat up there in the press box, And lots of time, man, that slant is right there for us. We played Jenkins County. We could have hit that thing a few times, and hey, man, we would have been home free because they wasn't going to catch us once we got loose. And but I like to see that slant play, man. That's one of my favorite offensive plays in the ball game. That slant and go, man. Because mostly if your linebacker's cheating up, it's wide open. Nobody back there going to catch you then. So that's a good play you guys run, and I like that play. I hope y'all continue to run it. And, but like I said, the kids are they're working, and they're getting ready to and we've been making a lot of big busted plays sometime, Coach, and that's been costing us a lot of ball games too. But it seemed like you corrected that some Saturday night, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's been kind of our MO even against Brunswick, going back to Brunswick, mm-hmm. big plays. And Jenkins County, basically two big plays changed the course of the game.
Yes.
And, you know, Calvary, the couple of big plays Calvary had, we were in position. They just made a play. Mm-hmm. We didn't have just plain breaks. Hopefully, you know, going to play at Brantley that we, again, are better. As, you know, we were better defensive against Calvary than we were Jenkins. I'm hoping we can be better against Brantley what we were Calvary. And I think if we come out with a similar mindset against Calvary this Friday that we will against Brantley, I think we'll be in a pretty good position.
You listen to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, talking about Brantley County, that's another old rivalry. When Brantley and McIntosh get together, it's a war. It is on. Both teams are coming in 0-4 Friday night, Coach. And whoever wins this game, you might think they win the Super Bowl. I mean, it's going to be a big win for one team Friday night. And I'm hoping that's the Buccaneers. And tell me, are you putting anything new for this Friday night, or are you just kind of keeping that between you and your team?
I will say we have, you know, put in a few things in the last week or two. You know, we've been waiting for this game to kind of put them out there. So you'll see a few things offensively, also defensively, that you haven't seen. People have seen all our games so far. Okay. So you'll see a couple new sets. A couple more personnel packages defensively, be very similar, try to move guys around a little bit more, try to get a little bit more pressure. But like I said, just kind of evolving our schemes, and it just comes with having them a week longer, we're able to do more.
Yes.
That's basically what it is.
Now, Coach, let me ask you this. You know, your offensive coordinator been gone for a couple of weeks, and you've been trying to call defense and offense. Man, that must have made it a little harder on you, didn't it? Trying to do both and oversee everything. Yeah. It makes it tough on the coach.
Yeah, I think our other coaches did a good job of stepping up
and
doing their thing. And we did a good job. But, you know, I feel like we had the kids prepared, you know, the best we could. And, you know, the kids play hard. And like I said, you know, the Jenkins County game, it wasn't for lack of effort on our kids' part. It was just mistakes.
Yes.
And Jenkins County won that game.
Yes,
you know,
did.
We kind of didn't help ourselves in our chance to win. They basically took the game from us because of the way they played. They didn't make the mistakes we did, and they capitalized on the big plays.
Right.
And that's what it comes down to when you have two similar match teams, and I think you're going to see the same thing Friday. Like I told our kids all week, when we play Jenkins County, the more physical, the team that won it more, the team that made less mistakes would
that's
win.
Right. That's
and when
right.
we played Jenkins, I said they were more physical. I won't say they won it more because we played our tails off, but we made a lot more mistakes, and it made a difference.
Yes.
And I think Friday is going to be a similar forte, and I'm hoping we can be on the other end of that.
And Coach, you know, lots of time, you know, we being a young football team, we cannot play behind the sticks. We got to stay ahead of the stick. We can't have a third and one, and then we jump offside. That's putting you 7 yards behind the sticks. And these things are hard to overcome, Coach. And, but, you know, as a football team, you got to correct that. If you're going to win a ball game, you have to fix that.
Exactly. Our room for error is very small.
Very small.
And our offensive-wise, we want to throw it, but we're a running team. We have two good backs. We like to run the football. And, you know, our motto is we want to get to where we can run the football and play defense. And we're obviously not there yet, but you can't have penalties. Simple offsides, false start, holding, that stuff you can control.
Yes.
We've got to make sure we do a better job of kind of fixing all those things. And like I said, you know, Friday night, every little thing is going to make a difference.
And coach, special those 15-yard penalties, shut your mouth and go play football.
Exactly. We tell them all the time, we don't let you talk like that in practice. We don't let you hit somebody after the whistle in practice.
Right.
Don't do it in the game.
No, sir.
But, you know, we get out there, and like I said, our kids have that kind of mentality that the underdog, they're not going to back down from no one. I think sometimes it kind of affects us a little bit. You know, we've been doing a good job of, you know, making sure those guys get a little bit extra conditioning for not holding their part. Because like we tell them, we can't afford to give those penalties.
No, sir.
It cost us the first down against Jenkins County where they got a rough on the punter, and yet we got a personal foul right back, and we end up having to punt because we played the down over.
Yep. And, Coach, let me tell you now, you're going up to Brantley County Friday night, and those faces are not going to put up at your chatting and running your mouth. So you have to be quiet and play the game on the field and just continue to work. And don't worry about the officials. Just go play the ball game. Because what you do, running your mouth and doing stupid things, could cost you this ball game. The team that make the less errors tackle well. Don't turn the ball over. Go win this game Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I think it's going to be, like you mentioned earlier, you got 2-0-4 teams colliding.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to have one team walking on the field extremely happy, and the other team is going to be probably demoralized walking off the field, because I think we're that, we are that evenly matched. As you mentioned, the mistakes and turnovers and just whose night it is, I think, is going to determine who's able to walk out of their Friday night happy with the win. And the other team, like I said, you know, either it'll be them going back to their house upset or us getting back on that bus, coming back to Darien, Georgia, not very happy.
Well, Coach, I hope you have a happy ride back home Friday night. And I believe, man, a win would do this community, your staff, the kids. It would do everybody great. And, Coach, what I like, the community are supporting the, a matter of fact, my church, we fed the kids Saturday, and we did the band, we did the cheerleaders, and the community are behind you, Coach, and everybody's, you know, supporting the team and wants the kids to do well and wants you to do well here. And hope everything, a big win Friday night would do this community real good, Coach.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And like I said, as you mentioned, you know, provided the food on Saturday, which was really great. The kids loved it, you know, food and drinks and snacks and everything, the whole nine yards. You know, we've been fortunate enough that we, you know, we're able to get people to volunteer to feed us through games, which a lot of places you don't
know.
We're very fortunate in that area, and I hope that, you know, mainly, you know, obviously for the community, we hope we can get this win Friday, but I'm really hoping for our kids. I mean, they deserve it.
Yes.
They're putting the work in, they're working harder than they've ever worked, and I think, you know, they deserve to see a little bit of results.
Hey, Coach, what kind of offense do Brantley run? Do they run, they don't run that wing T, do they?
No, they line up in the spread. Yeah. They're a 60-40 pass team.
Okay.
But, of course, they will run the ball, like to run a lot of tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they have a really good receiver.
Ooh,
who plays basketball.
Big boy.
6'7", and you got to make sure you know exactly where he's at, because he can go up and
at
get
all
it.
Times.
You see him on film.
Yes.
He goes up and get it quite a few times.
And you know what, thing, Coach? And like you said, okay, we'll be right back to the Manchester Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glenn on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. Darien Pharmacy accepts most insurances and offers competitive cash prices. Free delivery to McIntosh and Glynn counties. Look for them on Facebook and on their website, DarienRx.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784. And let's go Bucks!
Tires, David's Tire and Auto. Brakes, David's Tire and Auto. AC work, David's Tire and Auto. Alignment, David's Tire and Auto. You get the point, right? Any work your car needs, David's Tire and Auto is your one-stop shop. So whether it's a tune-up, diagnostics, or whatever, David's Tire and Auto has you covered. 32 years experience and ASE certified. 1220 Northway, Highway 17, 912-437-3650. And find David's Tire and Auto on Facebook. A proud supporter of MCA Athletics. Let's go! Oh, Bucks.
Oh, my God. I thought they was going to put us in jail, man.
26.
Okay. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Tony, back to the Brantley County game Friday night. You know, a little short ride there. And, but let me tell you something. Brantley's working hard. They don't want to lay down with this game, Tony. We're going to have our hands full. But like you say, whoever controls the defense and the offensive line in this game, don't turn the ball over. Take care of the ball. Gain some yards on the ground, we'll win this ball game, Tony. So we have to be ready in the trenches there Friday night.
Yeah, I agree. Luckily, you know, where I'm coming from, Liberty County, we're in the same region as Brantley.
Okay.
So we were able to play them every year. You know, one thing you always seen from them is those kids played hard.
Oh,
the final
man.
Whistle. And, you know, film doesn't lie. It's the same. I think this group, they got a new coach, never seen the same stuff.
Yes.
A team that's physical and a team that plays hard and a team that, you know, for the most part, their schematics.
Mm-hmm.
They're fluid in what they do. You don't
see
many busts. You don't see many mistakes on film. They're a well-coached football team. Like we mentioned earlier, you know, 0-4, 0-4 meets. We both know what's at stake. And their kids probably want it just as much as ours do. And it's going to be one of the things, you know, who can get the ground game going early, play some solid defense, and kind of wait for the other team to make the first mistake.
Sure.
I think will play the difference in the game.
And what they want to do, Tony, they want to shorten your possession. They want to take that ball and just smash it right down your throat. No. We're going to have to be physical on the defensive line, because if not, man, they'll get 4 or 5 yards of clip and just eat the clock, and your possessions will be very short. So we're going to have to kind of control that defensive line there on Friday night, and then we get opportunities. We got to make every possession count. We got to put points on the board, Tony, and play a good offensive game there Friday night, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of one of those things you're going to. They're a little bigger on their O-line than what we are defensive line, but I'm hoping that our speed up front. And, you know, and this week we got, I feel like we have a chance. Now, if this was tomorrow, I could speak more definite, to get all of our defensive linemen back. We haven't had all of them in a game all year together. Right. We got two of our guys going to the doctor tomorrow. I'm hoping we get the good word. They're good to go, just to give us the more depth.
Yes.
Because I think even the Jenkins County game, we played a dominant defense the first half. Sure, got wore out. Calvary, for the most part, we played pretty physical.
Yeah.
But they wore us down. I'm hoping getting those couple extra bodies will make a difference, and hopefully we can stay fresher on, because it's going to be a four-quarter game.
Yes.
It's not going to be a game that's decided by halftime or third quarter. It's going to be whoever plays the best in the fourth quarter. We hope we get in the fourth quarter with an opportunity to win, and hope that we can step up and take that.
And, Tony, I'm going to tell you another little young man I'm proud of, man. I just love this little kid, just a little 10th grade, I believe, the Jason kid.
Isaiah Jason.
Oh, my God, man, Tony. We played Jenkins County. That kid had about 15 tackles that night. He played his heart out. If you had 11 guys like that that play as hard as he do every play, man, we would be all right.
He had a good game. You know, early on, he wasn't really playing defense for us. We had been working over there, but we were kind of trying to get into our schedule a little bit before we made the move to defense.
I keep saying, when are we going to get this guy on defense?
Yeah. And we had the plan all along to get him over. You know, early on, you know, Pierce, we didn't have him out there playing, not against Brunswick.
Right.
Injuries. He played against Brunswick, and he had 18 tackles.
Sure.
He's a sure tackler. He's a ball hawk. He finds the ball, but also, you know, he's one of our better weapons on offense too.
Without a doubt.
And, you know, when you're playing in 95 degrees outside against Triple A and 6A teams, you're trying not to kill your kids early on.
And then,
you know,
Tony, those are non-region games. You know, win, lose, or draw, as long as you put an effort, you don't want to get nobody hurt in those games. You want to have them ready for the region, and you were smart by holding him out of that game, just let them play one way. But he's a little monster, man. I like that little guy.
Yeah, he gets after him. He's just one of those kids. He's got a natural instinct. He always finds the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the tackles are there for everybody, but he seems to always get there because he does a good job of finding it. And then when he gets there, I mean, he's a pretty sure tackler.
Oh, yes, he is. And he get his hand on you, you coming down. But now, Tony, I hope we go out here Friday night and play this thing well and control the offensive and defensive line. And run a little wildcat, do some things different, and give them a different look. And I hope our speeds outweigh these guys on Friday night, and we come on back home with the victory.
Yeah, we're hoping that's the plan. I mean, like I said, we're going to throw some stuff out there to them offensively that we've been doing so far this year, and also some stuff they haven't seen yet. And as you mentioned, you know, we may run some wildcat, or we may not. I guess we'll find out when we get out there.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, our goal is we try to find the best situation to put our kids in the best opportunity to make a play.
Yes.
And if it requires us to be in the wildcat to get four of the ball, then we'll do that. If it requires to move, you know, Johnny Cummins around a little bit of good ball, we'll do that. If it requires, you know, to get a one-on-one matchup with Jacob Lingle to get him isolated, we'll do that as well. You know, at the end of the day, we're trying to win ball games and try to give these kids a chance to showcase their abilities.
Well, Coach, we want to thank you, and thank you for joining us on the Manchester County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, signing off.